People have searched the skies for all of human existence, and we're still manufacturing myths about what we see there. What the ancients saw is a brilliant red star we now know is a planet, Mars, named for the Roman god of war, the fourth planet from the sun. It has two moons, there are mountains, volcanoes, ice caps. There may once have been flowing water. Long channels on its surface look like river beds or canals. And this month and next, Mars is headed our way. At the end of August, Mars will be the closest to our planet it has been in 60,000 years. Joining us now to talk about this historic opposition is Kelly Beattie, executive editor of the magazine Sky and Telescope. He joins us from WBUR in Boston. Mr. Beattie, welcome.
Hello, thank you.
Now, what is happening has something to do with Earth's orbit and Mars' orbit. Can you give this to us in the simplest terms you possibly can?
Sure. Think of Earth and Mars as two runners on a racetrack, and Earth is lapping Mars on the inside track. And because Mars has an orbit that's not perfectly circular, we're passing it when it's its very closest to the sun. And that's what makes Mars brighter in our sky than it has been in the 60,000 years.
So amateur astronomers heading for the back porch, where do they look and what do they see?
Throughout August and September, you want to go out in the evening, look to the southeast. In August, you'll need to wait until around 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night. But by the time September rolls around, it will be rising in the southeast about the time that it gets dark. But the point is that you won't have any trouble picking Mars out. It will be breathtakingly bright. In fact, if you take a pair of binoculars, and I suspect most people do, and take a look at Mars, you will see a little reddish-orange disk, and that is a planet 35 million miles away.
If I get out my football game binoculars, will I be able to see any of the features of Mars, like the ice cap?
No, I'm afraid not. For all the hoopla surrounding this event, Mars is a pretty tough planet to see features on. It has this sort of pale orange color, which should be visible to your eye, evident to your eye. Mars is red because its rocks are rusty, and we see that. But through a telescope, even a good telescope, the best you can hope to see are a few smudgy, bright and dark markings, and maybe the hint of one of its brilliant white icy polar caps.
Now, this celestial rendezvous is also a good opportunity, I assume, to shoot something at Mars.
That's right. Just within the last couple of months, we've had three spacecraft launches toward Mars, two by NASA and one by the European Space Agency. There's also a Japanese spacecraft already en route, as well as two spacecraft from NASA there already. So come the third week of January or so, we may have seven spacecraft on or around Mars. That will be unprecedented.
What are they looking for?
Well, different things. The ones that are in orbit are taking pictures. The three landers will be obviously looking to scratch and sniff. The British have a little lander called Beagle 2, named after Charles Darwin's beagle, not the dog. And that spacecraft hopes to actually detect hints of organic matter, evidence of life, past or present, on the surface. It should be a very exciting time.
Mr. Beattie, thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Kelly Beattie is executive editor of Sky and Telescope magazine. He joined us from Boston.
We have just discovered an important note from space. The Martians plan to throw a dance for all the human race.
The Randells. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.